This is the Jerry Callahan Show.
Getting crazy out there. I gotta say, you know, one of the my favorite things to cover, you know, is total chaos, mayhem. That's what we do in this business. We root for chaos, and it seems to me we are getting exactly what we're rooting for right now. If you're just waking up or just tuning in or just paying attention now, Los Angeles is the scene of the crime, or should I say many crimes. They're rioting in Los Angeles because the, as we all know from the last couple of days, because they're going to overturn Roe v. Wade and leave abortion up to the states. And they're rioting in California, which will, there'll be no effect at all whatsoever. In fact, they'll make abortion more accessible, in California, and they'll have a thriving new, abortion tourism industry. People will go there to get their abortions, because they'll be giving abortions out on every street corner. They'll be aborting kids until they're 12 years old in California. That's going to be their reaction. But they are rioting. They're attacking cops. They're smashing up police cars. And that's not the craziest crime scene. The craziest one is the Hollywood Bowl. What a wild story. Again, this is what you get. This is what you get from one side. This is what you get. If you're Dave Chappelle, this is what you get when you make light of the transgender community. I've said it over and over again. We've talked about it a lot. There is no mob, no woke mob as ruthless, as vicious as the trans mob, the trans rights mob. They are in control. They're a very, very, very tiny sliver of the public. But it doesn't matter. They're powerful. They are powerful. And they are ruthless, and they don't like Dave Chappelle because he dared make a joke or two, because he dared to say there are two genders. There's a man and a woman, and that's it. And that's his hate speech now. So last night, Dave Chappelle was appearing on stage at the Hollywood Bowl. And what a show this must have been. What a ticket this must have been. Chappelle was the headline act. And opening for him was Chris Rock. And what we got, among all the other things, is we actually got a joke from Chris Rock about Will Smith. Isn't that the first? I believe that's the first time Chris Rock has essentially spoken publicly about the attack from Will Smith at the Oscars. But apparently, when you see Will Smith go up there and smack a comedian and pay no price, hell, he was rewarded. He got banned from the Oscars for 10 years, but no criminal charges, didn't get ejected, didn't get thrown out, got to stick around and win the big award of the night. And occasionally you get copycat crimes, which is what you got last night at the Hollywood Bowl. The details are still coming in fast and furiously. We have the video, if you're watching along with us on Locals. Chappelle was up there, and I don't know what point in his routine he was at. Did he make a joke about the trans community at this point? And he gets attacked by a fan or a patron, storms the stage, attacks him, kind of thrusts his body at him, like tries to tackle him. And let's just say the attacker got the worst of it. we can show you the picture. It's kind of funny. The security storms the stage a little late for Chappelle's. As far as Chappelle was concerned, the guy got to assault him. Security storms the stage, tackles him, beats him up. He gets taken away in an ambulance. Here it is with his arm, shall I say, at a funny angle. Yeah. He's in the gurney getting ready to be transported to the hospital, and his arm it's like Joe Theismann's leg. It's just bent in the wrong direction. I'm not sure he was feeling so good about his big bold moment.
That's going to be a shoulder broken in half.
That is an arm broken up by the shoulder for sure, or just ripped out of the socket. But good to see this guy paid a price already, because it is Los Angeles, which means there'll be no bail. There'll be no criminal charges. There'll be nothing. I mean, it's George Gascon. He's going to walk out. He probably already has. This happened at 10:45 West Coast time, meaning 1:45 East Coast time. So only a few hours ago. We'll find out how quickly he was released without bail. But maybe there'll be so much public pressure on the DA that there'll actually be criminal charges and they'll actually be held, or there'll actually be a real bail and it'll be held for a while. But a pretty wild scene. Chris Rock jumped up on stage and said, "Was that Will Smith?" Which is unbelievable. Jamie Foxx was one of the people subduing the attacker. But let me get to the most important part. There's very few video, very little video of this or pictures because they take your cell phones. You're not allowed. This is for Netflix. This is called No Joke Tour. It's Netflix is No Joke.
Yeah, I don't know. Not a joke. Yeah.
Netflix, which is amazing because as you remember, when Dave Chappelle in his last special made a couple of jokes about the transgender community, they walked out of the Netflix offices in Los Angeles. They had a walkout. All the weirdos who work in Netflix, they waddled out of their cubicles and walked down the street to protest a comedian telling jokes. That's the point we're at in society. This is the natural reaction from one side of the debate. Storm the stage, beat somebody up, attack a cop, smash a window. That's how they react. They're children. They're petulant children. That's how they react when somebody offends them. They just go on the offensive. They get violent, like this guy. We will see as in the next few minutes if we get some details, some information on this guy. I'd be curious if we will know his motive. Is he a trans activist or is he just a nut job who wanted to have a little moment of glory? I'm guessing he regrets it. You know, when he tries to tie his shoe this morning or tries to brush his teeth and his arm doesn't quite work like it used to, he's going to have some regrets. But let's get to the best part. He was armed. He was armed. Just think how much worse this could have been. If this could have been a Monica Seles deal where he gets stabbed or shot, killed. This guy, did he have murderous intentions? He had you can't have a cell phone, but you can have a gun when you go into the show in Los Angeles at the Hollywood Bowl. But there are conflicting reports. I got a couple in front of me. We got the news report. We could play it. I just want to tell you, I just want to read to you I'm looking at the Fox News report and they say he had a gun and a knife, but that's not the most interesting report. One of these is wrong, and probably this one, but this is from the local NBC affiliate. The LAPD said early Wednesday morning that the weapon the man was carrying could eject a knife blade when you discharge it correctly. They say it is they said it was a small replica gun that could eject a knife blade. Now, I'm naturally skeptical. I'm going to guess that is some weirdo's mistaken interpretation of what they saw. You're the gun guy, Ironhead. Do you know of anything that would fit that description? A replica gun that ejects knife blades?
No, the only thing I can think of that's close would be like a switchblade.
Well, I was going to say, would that be like a switchblade with a handle that looks made some eyewitness think it was a gun? Because you know it ejects knife blades if you didn't eject it? You know, if it's a replica gun, you're thinking it's a gun that ejects bullets. But I don't know what we're going to find out. I'm going to guess this person was mistaken and it was just a real gun and the guy didn't use it. But if you're bringing a gun to this show and you're planning on attacking the comedian, the headliner, are you planning on using it? Do you think this guy had the intention to kill Dave Chappelle? I mean, it's very rare, but it's happened. I mean, John Lennon got shot, in the streets outside his apartment building. I don't know how many people have been shot and killed on stage. Again, Monica Seles was charged on the court. She was stabbed. there's a memorable picture that was on the cover of Sports Illustrated of her bleeding on the, you know, laying down on the court, bleeding and being tended to. And she was never the same. She recovered. She lived, but she never was the same as a tennis player. What if we found out this guy's an activist, and maybe it's not transgender. Maybe it's some other thing Chappelle has said that pissed him off. You know, Chappelle said a lot of things. He's a comedian. He's an edgy, outspoken comedian. So this guy gets a ticket, and again, had to be one of the hardest tickets to get. He got a great seat, and he brought a knife and or a gun to the show. That is frightening on so many levels when you think about it. This is the reaction a man has to another man saying words, saying funny words, saying jokes that offended him. No longer do we, you know, write a letter to the editor or an email to the editor. No longer do we, you know, chat online about how we don't like this guy, or even, you know, walk a little protest march outside the Hollywood Bowl. Now we say, I'm going to get me a gun and a knife, or maybe a gun that shoots knife blades, and I'm going to take matters into my own hands. It is scary, the point we've reached in this country, or not we, the point they've reached. Again, like we talked about last week with cancel culture, it only works one way. This is how it works for one side, and not everybody on that side, obviously, but this is how the really crazy radical fringe, the unhinged fringe, and we'll get to our senior senator. We'll get to the embarrassment that is Liz Warren, the crisis actor that is my senior senator. But you know, there's all kinds of people on one side of the abortion debate who are calling for violence. This one side of it is calling to burn it down, to quote one media member. I got a whole bunch of people on the left inciting violence, which is, again, okay from one side. There's people who are flat out saying, you know, let's burn it down. You know, let's riot. Hell, Liz Warren put on this performance, and we'll get to it. And Ed Markey at the same time was screaming about a stolen Supreme Court and inciting people to violence. That's what we've heard about the people on January 6th. That's what we heard Marjorie Taylor Greene did and Donald Trump did. This is much, much worse, what they're doing. And they're doing it blatantly, boldly, unapologetically. Only one side gets to incite violence, and this is what you get. And, you know, maybe it'll turn out the guy was a Christian right conservative who thought Chappelle, you know, was whatever, to offended him for some other riff or some other joke. But I don't know if you, I know you got a lot to do there, Ironhead. You're probably cleaning your gun while you're producing this show. But if something breaks in the next, whatever, 45 minutes, you're going to keep us updated, okay? Because it is only 6:30 in California, but we're going to find out a lot more about this guy. Obviously, get arrested, mugshot, everything else, and we'll find out what motivated him. And I'll be curious, because I'll just make the leap, the presumption that what motivated him was speech, was words, were words spoken by a comedian. That is scary. I was thinking about that the other day. Obviously, we talked a lot about Mark David Chapman, and we talked about John Hinckley, who tried to kill the president. It's been a while since we've had that kind of violence, violent act. We've had a lot of violence. God knows BLM and Antifa went wild for 2 years. But targeted at a celebrity or a politician or a comedian, haven't seen it lately, but it sure does feel like we're going to see it again anytime now, any day now. Did you look up gun that shoots knife blades? I know you're
I'm not seeing much, to be honest with you.
I don't know if you remember this, but there was a gun controversy after some shooting. And as usual, the media was in hysterics about how we have new gun laws. And they did a thing. I forget who did it. It was a graphic on how you can trick up an AR-15. And one, I think it was CNN, I'll double check, had ways that you could alter it's almost, you Google this because you'll laugh. And they said you could put a bayonet on it, and you could put this on it and that on it. And one of the things you could do was put a chainsaw. Attach a chainsaw. Oh, this is this an actual thing you're putting up?
No, putting up
a gun with a knife blade.
It's got a nice foregrip, so you're really accurate with it.
To be honest, I don't think he could smuggle something that big past security. How did he even get, I mean, don't you go through metal detectors?
That's the biggest thing with this is how the hell did he get in with that?
You don't get to bring a phone. And again, that's why you don't have much video. You have a couple people who smuggled in cell phones. You have a very distant angle from somebody with a cell phone. But if it were an event where you could bring cell phones, you'd have a million videos right now. You'd have some close-up stuff and you'd hear the audio, but you don't get much because Chappelle, you know, doesn't want his whole routine leaked before it hits Netflix. But what do we got for video? We have the video, obviously, of him, the attacker, getting to Chappelle. Do we have video of him beating the crap out of him, too?
No. Because what I have
it's hard to see. It's all grainy. It's dark. But I'm going to guess we get to see more video later on because, obviously, the Netflix cameras are covering every angle. And, you know, it'd be a hell of a – if you were going to do a Chappelle story to go along with the special, you know, like a, whatever, a preview, and here's what's coming, and you get the music and him running through the hallways or whatever, and you include this and how under the gun literally he is, because Chappelle, let's be honest, is one of the great appeal is that he's dangerous. You know, he's edgy. And this is just going to fit right in with that narrative. And it'll be interesting if see if Netflix includes a lot of footage of the attack.
He'll probably show him getting, they might show him getting tackled, but there's no way they're going to show what the security guards did. Not a chance.
That is true. I'm waiting. Yeah. Well, who's going to be the first person to say, oh, they went too far. they broke his arm. You know, he's lucky. He's lucky they didn't kill him, for Christ's sake. He had a gun or a knife. He's lucky they didn't kill him. I'll be curious to see what the charges are. Again, it's Los Angeles. It's a long shot that there'll be any charges at all. The only way there might be charges is if the DA is a celebrity suck up and wants to take care of Dave Chappelle, big star Dave Chappelle. But
yeah, this is the Chris Rock video if you want it.
All right, let's check out. This is big, man. Like I said, Chris Rock has not addressed the Will Smith assault. And here's the time. Just think of that. Isn't this wild? The one first time we get to hear from Chris Rock is immediately following another guy attacking his friend, his fellow comedian on stage and paying a price this time. I mean, I guess if you're Chris Rock, you're saying, why didn't they break Will Smith's arm? Why didn't they tackle him?
Why doesn't anyone like me?
What am I, a chop liver? But all right, let's listen to this video from the attack and Chris Rock's reaction.
Was that Will Smith?
Good for them. They're good for them. They laugh it off. What a show that must have been. The people who were there. They are just feeling it, man. When they go to work today or whatever, go to school, and they say, I was there. I saw it. It was nuts. It's a fluid situation. We'll find out who the guy is and why he attacked. And I mean, I assume he's not right in the head to do this. But I'd love to know if his intentions, and maybe we'll never know, was his intentions to use that switchblade or use that gun, and who the hell was working security? How do you get a gun in but not a cell phone?
Was it? Do you know if it was in his pocket that they found it, or did he have it out?
I don't know. You can't see it, I don't think. You kind of see him, looks like a bad tackle. You know, looks like a bad, you know, football player trying to make a kid. You pop one trying to make a tackle, just kind of turns it sideways and tries to hit. And tries to knock Chappelle down. Chappelle doesn't go down. And to his credit, here's the video. Yeah, you tell me. He looks like he's dressed the same as Chappelle.
I know.
Maybe he's just one of these crazy fans. If I can't have you, nobody can have you. You know, like John Hinckley or Mark David Chapman. But
younger Chappelle's going down. New Chappelle is like gigantic.
Yeah, and he doesn't start pounding on him. He's just looking for security. Like, where are you guys?
But, well, yeah, Mike, the reason I asked if the gun was out was there was like 10 people chasing this guy, so good for them if it was out.
That's a good point. Did he have it like in his belt? I mean, where was the gun? What kind of gun? We got a lot of questions. We'll get them. We'll get to them.
I imagine the knife gun is probably like a Bond gun, so it's probably on his ankle.
Yeah. It might be right. It might be a toy too. You know, it might be a toy. This guy might be totally unhinged. Bring a toy gun.
Yeah.
I'm looking at, see, do we have new video? No, I'm looking for, there's a lot, that video you played is everywhere, but credit to Chappelle. The show went on. He came back on stage, had a laugh with Chris Rock, and then continued his routine. I'm telling you, he was lucky. The guy didn't shoot him or stab him, but when it's all over, he must be just feeling great about this. This is the greatest publicity. Not only do we all trying to watch this grainy video, but we're all looking forward to the Netflix special and, you know, what we know. Oh, my God, I'm looking at that. They got a new close-up video of that arm. Oh, man, if you haven't seen it, this guy pays a price. Oh, you know, I don't know how much time he's going to do, but.
Police confirm that the man who attacked Dave Chappelle was armed with a knife and a replica gun.
A knife and a rep. Is a replica gun a toy? What is a replica gun?
Maybe an airsoft gun. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Like a BB gun, like a pellet gun. Yeah. You know what? You know, I'm not sure that matters to the law. If you have a gun, this is the latest. We can put to bed, put to rest this stupid theory that it was a gun that shoots knife blades.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. I don't want to say, you know, I'm skeptical by nature, and I saw that and said, that can't be. That's from NBC, no surprise, in Los Angeles. They claimed he had a gun that shot knife blades. So that's not true. But let's get to the rest of the unhinged lunatics. This broke Monday night late, like 9 o'clock. I was, we were not here tomorrow. I'll get to that. I'll explain why I was... did not do a show yesterday. I'll get to that, but I want to get to this story because it is so huge and it is so divisive and it is so emotional. And, you know, to be honest, as a news junkie, I love this story. And the problem you begin with when you hear this story and you see the reaction, and we'll get to some of the insane reaction, including my absolute embarrassment of a senior senator, Liz Warren, that crisis actor, and so many more people who just went off the rails. The Supreme Court is going to overturn Roe v. Wade. It's something we've been expecting for years. It's finally going to happen, we think. The goal of the leaker was to stop it from happening by marshaling the forces from the left. The violent, you know, the rioters, the protesters, the professional protesters, probably teaming up with the Antifa thugs and the BLM crazies, and get them all to put so much pressure on the 5 or 6 quote unquote conservative judges. I'd say there's only like 4 reliable ones, but all you need is 5. And the pressure would build so much that they would say that they would cave, they would give in. And we've seen them, how weak some of them are. Obviously, John Roberts is an absolute slug, a swish, and an absolute weasel. He'll probably side, you know, because he's more concerned about his public image and being invited to the right parties and events. He won't stand up. The question is, will Amy Coney Barrett, will Brett Kavanaugh, they've both been very disappointing. They both sided with the government against military people who didn't want to get vaccinated and got booted out of the military. They sided with the Biden regime and against, you know, U.S. Marines who just wanted to do their job. So they're disappointing. It's too bad, but they're both big. We thought big pro-lifers. So, and we always thought that this day would come. This day means nothing to most people, to most states. As I said, California, nothing's going to change. All that's going to happen is this ridiculous decision made in 1973 based on nothing is finally going to be thrown out. And the decision on what to do about abortion goes back to the states where it belongs. That is the biggest problem in this, is that something like, I've seen so many numbers and so many stats and polls, something like 65% of the people, Americans, believe when you overturn Roe v. Wade, you outlaw abortion. And that's probably what stupid people like, you know, Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg and Eric Swalwell, it's probably what they believe.
That tweet was the worst.
Yeah, we're going to get to that Swalwell tweet because you're right. You're right. We do talk a lot about politicians and their stupid tweets. But this is far and away the worst. But I'll bet you Swalwell, he's so stupid. And you know, Ed Markey, I mean, he's been around a while. Maybe he understands, but he's dumb. But they want their supporters. They want the people who are upset to believe that once the Supreme Court in the coming months overturns Roe v. Wade, oh, abortion's illegal everywhere. Oh, you get arrested. They're going to arrest the doctor. They're going to arrest the mother. It's just not true. It serves their purpose. It keeps people inflamed, keeps emotions riding high. But if you told them the truth that it just goes to the states and it has zero effect on people in Massachusetts, in you know, Connecticut, New York, and Rhode Island, and you name it, in California and Oregon, no effect. In fact, it'll be easier to get abortion. There'll be more abortions. There'll be people coming from other states and places where the public, the voters, don't support abortion in, you know, Mississippi and Texas and Oklahoma in Utah. Then it will be outlawed. It will be banned, or at least there'll be restrictions. And, you know, there'll be some states, purple states, where you'll have the, you know, 15 weeks. You can't have an abortion after 15 weeks. You can't have an abortion because it was a girl or because, you know, you just were feeling down one day and you said, I don't think I want to have this baby. You can't do that in certain places. You could still do it in Massachusetts. Don't worry. Massachusetts, you could still kill your baby. There'll be nothing standing in your way, which is why these politicians like Liz Warren and Ed Markey and Ayanna Pressley are so full of it. These people are absolutely, they're crisis actors pretending. Isn't Liz Warren's job and Ayanna Pressley's job and Ed Markey's job to serve the voters, the people of their home state?
Yeah.
So the, why are they in such an uproar? Nothing changes in their home state. They should be honest and say,
it becomes easier.
You know, And there's nothing more absurd than saying this is an attack on a democracy. You're taking the decision out of the hands of seven unelected judges, seven white guys, by the way. That's who decided in 1973. That's who decided that there was this mysterious right to abortion in the Constitution, seven white guys. And you're leaving it up to the states. That means up to the voters, the people who elect the senators and the Congress people. That's who gets to decide. So again, it's one of those issues where the left is backed into a corner. They don't really have an answer. They can't say this is an attack on democracy. How? We take it out of the unelected judges' hands and give it to the voters. That sounds like democracy to me. You know, what do you want? You want judges to decide things? Well, they just did. They decided to overturn Roe v. Wade and put it back in the hands of the states. But you know why this happened? You know why this thing leaked? Well, we'll get to that. I'll explain that, at least from my perspective. We should get to some of these lunatics. And the worst one of all, no surprise, was Granny Warren, Liz Warren, the fake Indian, put on a performance. She is She's a great crisis actor. Her whole career is built on a lie. We know that. She got jobs at Harvard and Penn based on a lie. She lied and said she was an Indian. She stole opportunities from real minorities. She got elected to the Senate because she lied. She wouldn't have been a senator if she hadn't lied about her past. Her whole life is a lie, but including, by the way, this performance. Again, she knows no one will touch abortion. You still kill your baby anytime you want in Massachusetts, as long as you say you have a, you know, it's a matter of the mother's health, which could be, you know, depressing. Mother could be sad, so she gets to abort her baby. You could still, you know, get an abortion in the third month. I mean, the third trimester. You could still make sex selection abortions, all that. No, nothing changes. She should be happy. Plenty of babies will still be killed. You should be thrilled, Liz, but she's not. She's performing. Let's watch this and tell me as a, if you're, just pretend you're a Massachusetts voter like I am. Tell me this is not one of the most humiliating performances you've ever seen. Go ahead, Ray.
Angry and upset? Angry and upset and determined. The United States Congress can keep Roe versus Wade, the law of the land. They just need to do it.
I've never seen you so angry. You seem to be...
This is what the Republicans have been working toward this day for decades. They have been out there plotting, carefully cultivating these Supreme Court justices so they could have a majority on the bench who would accomplish something that the majority of Americans do not want. 69% of people across this country, red states and blue states, old people and young people, want Roe versus Wade to maintain as the law of the land.
That was a heckler. Good heckler saying you want to dismember babies, but that's, you know, you got to give me the other one. Do you have the other Liz Warren cut? Because this one,
the insurrection one.
I don't know what she says, but she looks like an absolute fool. Yeah, I sent it to you. This,
I got it right
11:18 last night. You got that? This is her again performing for the dummies who think, you know, that this means women are going to be forced to go in alleys. Ready? Go ahead.
For decades now, and we are going to fight back.
That is, this person's just not stable.
No, she's not
stable. And again, she doesn't mean it. It's all just performance. But I would love someone. Hey, you represent Massachusetts. What changes for your constituents, the people who send you to Washington? Tell us what changes now. Ayanna Pressley says, we won't stop fighting to protect and expand abortion care and reproductive justice.
It gives all the power to the states now, which Massachusetts, it's going to be a lot easier.
It's nothing will change. No, trust me, no baby's going to survive here, Liz. You don't have to worry about it. No baby will survive. They'll still be able to kill them all. Don't worry, Lizzie. Just a few more of the tweets. We got to get to that guy, Ian Millhiser from Vox. This is the guy who tweeted, shout out to whoever the hero was within the Supreme Court who said, fuck it, let's burn the place down. Now, I saw this and figured it was just some crazy, you know, left-wing nut job on Twitter. This is a reporter, a media person. Let's burn the place down, saluting the leaker. There's a whole bunch of people like that. By the way, we have a couple of theories on who the leaker is, and I'm struggling with this. Should I be doxing them? I retweeted some people who made their case for a couple of law clerks that they think did the leaking.
I wouldn't, only because if it's not them, it kind of sucks for them.
Yeah, it's too late. I already tweeted. All he did, people just tweeted out, this could be the one. They'll find out, by the way. There's only like four or five clerks per justice, which means there's only, there's four liberals. So we're only talking about 16 suspects, or maybe the judges, the justices. So that would be 20. You know, you're only talking about 20 people. The problem is they don't want to solve it. They put the FBI on it. The FBI is on the same team as these people. Yeah, the FBI is so totally corrupt.
We couldn't find anything, is what they're going to say.
The people who set the pipe bombs on January 6th, they have them on video walking in with the package, like the pipe bomb, putting in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Never caught them. Never. We don't know who that is. Never found out. The FBI is so beyond, just beyond corrupt. I don't trust them. I don't know that we'll find out who the leaker is, but we'll give you more on the potential leaker. And I want to get to that Swalwell tweet, because normally, you know, there's lots of dumb tweets from dumb politicians. But this one, we all agree, is the dumbest ever. And we'll get to that. But first, let's get to our wonderful sponsors. What do we got today? We got Mike Lindell.
Mike Lindell with MyPillow.
Good. We love Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
It's not your pillow. It's mine.
Today's Callahan Show is sponsored by MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use code word Jerry for huge discounts. For example, you can get the standard MyPillow, which is normally $69.98, for only $19.98 with code word Jerry. I'd call that a huge discount. MyPillow is made in the USA, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. It's machine washable and dryable. It's the most comfortable pillow you will ever sleep on. Makes an excellent gift. Get it now, and you can support this show, and you can strike back against cancel culture. As you know, like us, Mike Lindell is constantly under attack from the cancel culture mob. By purchasing from MyPillow, not only are you helping this show, you're fighting back against cancel culture. MyPillow isn't in the big box stores anymore, so you can get factory direct pricing if you order from MyPillow.com using code word Jerry.
All right, have you had Callahan coffee yet? If you haven't, what are you waiting for? It's wonderful. Everybody agrees it's great stuff. Dark, rich, best coffee you'll ever drink. I'm just going to say it. The best coffee you'll ever drink. Better than the stuff you're, you know, buying in your neighborhood, you know, coffee shop. This stuff is high quality coffee from, I forget, where was it from again?
Three different continents.
Yeah, it's kind of like my pillow with that thing in the Giza sheets. It comes from this place and that place. Well, we get the best coffee beans, and we made the best coffee, proudly roasted to order by our friends in Waltham. We ensured that we're getting the freshest and highest quality coffee possible, delivered right to your door. All you got to do is go to CallahanCoffee.com, click on the link. There it is. Order up some Callahan coffee. Try it. Let us know what you think. If you don't like it, you'll be the first. Everybody loves it. Ironhead picked it out, and it's getting rave reviews. You can also get a Bug the Chug mug to drink your Callahan coffee in. And we are pulling away. We are selling much more coffee than Jill Biden selling books. I was wrong, by the way. It wasn't her. It's a book about her with her blessing, but it's not her autobiography. Whatever. It's a book about Jill Biden that does nothing but kiss her feet, and it's failing miserably, unlike Callahan Coffee. So check that out. Check out some Callahan Coffee. All right, I'm going to explain to you why this leak came out of the Supreme Court on Monday night. Why? And this is unprecedented. If you listen to legal analysts, they are blown away by this. It has never happened. They make them take a vow of silence, of confidentiality, when they on day one, when the Supreme Court clerks are gathered around the Chief Justice, they warn them there'll be no leaks. If you leak, you'll be disbarred, you'll be fired. And people are just really disturbed, alarmed by this unprecedented leak. But here's just a few of the reasons why it leaked now. And let's be honest, we know now, whatever, a day and a half later, it's a coordinated effort. As soon as it happened, you got tweets from, you know, Bernie Sanders and Liz Warren and Ed Markey and all the left-wing groups. Chuck Schumer had a speech prepared. It's all one big coordinated effort, so which is why I think they'll find out who the leak is. Will they tell us? Probably not. It'll be like every other scandal from that side of the aisle. It'll be buried and covered up, and we won't know all the details. But it's clear. I mean, Kamala Harris, the next day, yesterday, was scheduled to speak at a pro-abortion group, Emily's List, I think. She had a speech all ready to go. They all did. I mean, it was just obvious. The thing was planned. It was coordinated. And they leaked. They didn't leak. Someone didn't make a phone call to Politico and say, hey, they're working on overturning Roe v. Wade. They sent them an 89-page document, so they had the whole thing in their hands. There's a paper trail and a real effort to undermine the court to put a target on the backs of four or five justices, and we might see violence. You might see threats to whatever, the Coney Barrett, to Kavanaugh, to even Clarence Thomas or Alito.
They should treat those documents like movie screeners when it says property of whoever on it, just so.
Yeah. I think this shocked everybody. They didn't expect. This is extremism is what it is. This is a person who's willing to throw it all away to undermine the court and save Roe. But there's a reason. Well, there's a bunch of reasons that happened. Now I'll just list you a few. The chaos at the border, inflation, the war, crime, food shortages, Elon Musk buying Twitter, CNN plus failing, DeSantis crushing Disney, mask mandates lifted, Hunter Biden under investigation. These, that the Biden regime held the whole, this, the whole movement was on the ropes. They needed something. Their supporters were totally disheartened. The polls show it. Biden was underwater, is underwater in Massachusetts. He is, his poll numbers are disastrous. They're looking at an absolute wipeout in November. And even before that, they're looking at everybody, all 81 million who voted for Biden are totally demoralized, disgusted, and regretting their decision, lots of them. So they needed a big boost. And nothing fires up their base like the possibility that these, that they will, won't be able to kill their babies. That's a big, big, big deal. Nothing gets them more emotional. In fact, there's more like one issue people out there that only care about this. So it is the perfect way to fire up the base and fire up the, you know, all the leaders, all the Chuck Schumers and Pelosi's and, you know, the people, you know, whatever, Rachel Maddow's and Don Lemon's, they're all fired up. This is very important to them. And the person who leaked it and coordinated with the media and the politicians, they know it. They know it. If we can get this in the hands of the media, and they did, they gave it to Politico, it will set off the crazies. And it did. If you haven't heard the news, they're rioting in Los Angeles. They're smashing up police cars, fighting with cops. It's going to happen. There's going to be protests. There's going to be riots. They're obviously, they're allowed to riot. They're allowed to set fires and beat up cops. They don't really go to jail for that. It's only one side that goes to jail. There are people rotting in a jail in D.C. 15 months after January 6th, people who committed no violent crimes, who hurt nobody, who punched nobody, who broke nothing, they're still in jail awaiting trial. The people who smashed up a police car in Los Angeles last night and assaulted a cop, they're probably already back on the street. But, and they know it. So you can, if you're on that side, you can riot, you can burn, you can loot, you can do all that, and you know there'll be no real price to pay. And you know all these politicians, hell, the president is on your side. They want this kind of unrest in the streets, and they're getting it. They want to see people burn the place down, as the Vox reporter said, and as well, Liz Warren and everyone else is, they're encouraging this kind of violence, and they're going to get it. What's going to happen now is hopefully the justices stand strong, overturn Roe v. Wade, goes back to the states. It's the, they'll make the states, the red, the blue states will make it even easier to get an abortion. They will welcome people from other states. Companies like Amazon, Amazon's already said they were willing to pay the expenses for any employee in a red state who wants to travel to a blue state to get an abortion. So they'll be like that. Well, obviously, corporate America, they're all cowards who bow to the mob. So they'll be all falling in line, and they'll do exactly that. They will say, we'll pay for the trip. We'll pay for the flight, whatever. The
first class.
Hotel first class, yes. They will make sure their employees can abort their children. That will be priority number one when Roe fails, when Roe gets repealed. And you know, legal scholars, they all agree Roe is ridiculous. Everybody knows it was a ridiculous decision, and it should have always been up to the states. But I'm looking at tweets from Markey and Warren, and they had these ready to go. They had those. Everyone knew this day was coming, and they were looking forward to it. But it's hard. Yeah, can you get me Ed Markey's tweet? Because I was mocking this fool. It's amazing what you're allowed to do as a sitting U.S. senator when he calls for, what did he call for? He called for not revolution, but he called for said the Supreme Court is illegitimate. The Supreme Court was stolen. Now, I remember, I'm old enough to remember when people said the election was stolen and got banned when Mike Lindell couldn't sell his product in stores because he said the election was stolen. You were literally not allowed to say that on social media, on anything, Twitter, on Facebook, nothing. A sitting U.S. senator, and I don't know, I had to think twice to figure out why it was stolen. I'm like, whoa, how did they steal the Supreme Court? They didn't. But Ed Markey wants the people who were outside the Supreme Court yesterday, last night, be there. He wants them to stolen far right court. We can protect abortion and put an end to this stolen court. What the hell? I didn't realize the court was stolen, but it was, according to Ed Markey, and he wants the people outside the Supreme Court to storm the gates. He wants violence. He wants rioting. He wants, you know, assaults on police officers, and he's going to get it.
People forget this is all Ruth Bader Ginsburg's fault.
Right. It is. It is 100%. And you know what? You want someone to blame, folks? Blame Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She could have retired with dignity, like a normal person, but she's such a friggin' egomaniac. She thought she would live forever. She could have retired when Obama was president and they had had some crazy left-wing judge. You wouldn't have to worry about this, but she wanted to hang on just to, like they all do, like Biden, like Pelosi, like Fauci. They all think they're going to live forever. They're such narcissists. They think they're so damn important. They should never retire. But let's get to that Swalwell tweet. It is just priceless. This is Eric Swalwell, representative from California, an absolute moron who slept with a Chinese spy, who farted on live TV, just an absolute clown.
That was the best television fart of all time. Now,
he's looking at Warren and Markey and Schumer and everyone else and saying, I got to one-up them. And he does. He writes, the Republicans won't stop with banning abortion. They want to ban interracial marriage. Do you want to save that? Well, then you should probably vote.
What a friggin' thing to tweet. That is disgusting.
Who's the leader of the majority on the Supreme Court? Who is the icon? Who is every right-winger's favorite justice?
Clarence Thomas.
Clarence Thomas, if you're not aware of this, Eric, is a black man. Clarence Thomas is married to a white woman. Who you hate, by the way, Ginny Thomas. Clarence Thomas is the leader of this majority faction. And he thinks Republicans will ban interracial marriage. Is anything that is the dumbest thing I've ever seen tweeted? The dumbest. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the minority, the draft that was released from Sam Alito expressly points out that they're dealing with abortion, Roe v. Wade, and only Roe v. Wade. It says there is no other issue at stake here. None. It has nothing. I mean, besides, how would you even do that? Ban interracial marriage? Someone must have got on the phone with Swalwell and said, you moron, we're trying to inflame our base. We want rioting. We want violence. But this is just stupid. Clarence Thomas isn't looking to ban interracial marriage, you moron. But that's what you get from a dummy like Eric Swalwell. And I'd say it's amazing that people vote for him. I would say that, but I can't say that because I live in Massachusetts. And nobody is more of an embarrassment than Liz Warren or Ed Markey or Anna Presley. You know, it's pretty bad here. And as I said, as I tweeted this morning, I just feel like apologizing to the country every time Liz Warren opens her mouth. Yeah. I cannot believe people send her to Washington and say, that's who I want to represent me. They're going to continue to lie. They'll continue to say, oh, women go in the back alley abortions with coat hangers. Oh, yeah, let's do Whoopi before we move on. Let's do Whoopi. This is, I feel like she's the leader of the, you know, the crazy, the left wing, you know, the crazies out there because she's so dumb. I don't know that she's as dumb as Joy Behar. Who's dumber, Whoopi or Joy Behar?
I'm going to go with Joy. Whoopi peaks higher, but she just gets fired up and says stuff.
Right. And that's what they do. They get emotional. They just speak out of their rear ends, which is a disgusting thought. And they, you know, they're talking to just dummies, women who are home watching TV in the middle of the day. And they probably, you know, they do affect things. They do affect the opinion of these dummies who are watching them. But what does Whoopi say? She remembers women in the bathroom.
She remembers tripping over women in bathrooms.
Tripping over women. All right, let's listen to this this genius breakdown the situation.
And one of the things I really want to point out before we go is the reason abortion came about. Women in this country lived forever with it being illegal. Okay? Women, when they decide something is not right for them, they're going to take it into their own hands. Well, we got tired of tripping over women in bathrooms, public bathrooms, who were giving themselves abortions because there was nowhere safe, nowhere clean, nowhere to go. This law came about because people wanted people to have somewhere safe and somewhere clean. It has nothing to do with your religion. This is not a religious issue. This is a human issue.
Good. Tripping over women in the bathroom. It's amazing. You know what drives me nuts too is when they say this is attack on women of color or marginalized. And I'm like, so if your effort is to make, to assure more babies of color are born and less are aborted, because it's a lot of these Planned Parenthood clinics, they're in black neighborhoods for a reason. That somehow makes you racist or biased because you want more black babies to live. It's a bizarre argument. It's a losing argument. They're going to lose in the long term because things have changed. Now you get to see, you know, whatever, 15 weeks in, you get to see the baby on the, you get the sonogram, the ultrasound, you get to see every little detail. That wasn't the case 50 years ago. Now people can see that child and then make a decision, and it's scary. We're one of only 6 or 7 countries in the world that allows late-term partial birth abortion, and that would include like China and North Korea, Canada. We should be ashamed of that. This is a good thing, and hopefully, you know, the tide is turning, and lunatics like Liz Warren and Whoopi Goldberg are out of step, I hope. I never heard that before. People tripping over women in the bathroom, giving themselves abortions. Didn't know that. Didn't know. Hopefully we won't return to those days, Whoopi. But all right, let me do Shay, and then we'll get to why I was not here yesterday. Anything else that you wanted to get to on this? I know I got so much. I got piles of stuff on the Supreme Court leak. By the way, I heard a lot of people, like legal analysts, you know, that Laura Ingrams and Shannon Breams and Jonathan Turley's, and good legal analysts, and they were invaluable on this. You need people like that in these situations. They say this leaker is in big trouble. This leaker is going to be disbarred, arrested. You know, they're never going to be able to get a job. And I'm going, are you kidding? That's absurd. This leaker will be a hero. If you're the people on that side, they will, the person's already probably been offered a job at MSNBC. The New York Times is going to, this person will be a hero. I don't care if this person is disbarred. One of the suspects, the two suspects are Elizabeth Deutsch, a Stephen Breyer clerk, and Amit Jain, a Sonia Sotomayor clerk. Those are the two suspects. If you're following the stuff on Twitter, there's a case to be made for either of them. I guess we probably shouldn't be doxing them, but I didn't tell you like where they lived. I just gave you their names, and they're typical, what you'd expect. Elizabeth has her PhD in gender studies. That's a shocker, huh? whichever one it is, they're going to be a hero to the left. I don't care if they get disbarred. They'll have jobs for life. They'll be able to speak on college campuses for big money to, you know, adoring crowds forever. And I think it's Elizabeth. She's married to someone who works at the Washington Post. The other guy is connected to Politico somehow. He's got his best friend works at Politico. So there's a good case to one. It's one of those two probably. And when they get outed and fired and disbarred, they'll sign a book contract for $10 million or something. I mean, these people take care of their own, and they will take care of whichever one of these people is indeed the culprit, is the rat. They'll live a privileged life. You can be sure of that. But anyway, let's talk about Shea Concrete. It's that time of the year. You want to do your big spring home improvement project? Well, Shea has got you. Shea will take care of you. They got precast concrete steps. Very easy, smart way to upgrade your home, whether you're building a new home or you're remodeling or replacing an old staircase on an older home. Shea has great values designs that will fit your home. They have many options available, including concrete, or you can customize with beautiful stone or brick. A new staircase will dramatically upgrade the front entrance of your home, giving you much better curb appeal. You'll be the talk of the town, or at least the neighborhood. They'll remove the old stairs and have you looking at brand new steps within hours. When they're done, you'll have a great looking front entrance that will add value to your home. It's an investment. It's not an expense. With one phone call, Shea will deliver a turnkey installation experience. In a few hours, you'll get a brand spanking new front entrance. To learn more about their precast concrete steps, go to SheaConcrete.com. You can also go there and look for a job. Shea Concrete is hiring. They're always hiring. It's a great company, and business is booming. Right now, they have between 15 and 20 open positions available. These are career opportunities for all different types of people and skill sets. You just have to pass a drug test. All right. We weren't here yesterday, day off, because on Monday night, my father-in-law passed away, Peter Lewis Stratus. It was a very sad, tough day, but, it was a long struggle. His pain is over. I guess that is the bright side, but he lived a good life. He was a good man, and, he grew up in Somerville, Mass. Grew up hard, the way everyone did in those days. In the 40s and 50s, you grew up in Somerville, you grew up hard. Nothing was easy, but you never heard him complain, because that's the way they did it. That's the way those people are. He was just a nice man, a laid-back man. I call him a gentle soul. You know the best way I can describe him, Craig? He was the opposite of me. He was the opposite of his son-in-law. He was never looking for a fight. He was not loud or opinionated or boisterous. He was just laid-back and non-confrontational and got along with everybody. I've known him for 30 years and never saw him lose his temper or never had a fight with him or an argument with him. People like that, you know, there's a place in heaven when you're that kind of person who just gets along with everybody. He was an amazing gadget guy, just a brilliant gadget guy, could fix anything. He built things that would just amaze you. He built clocks. He built baby cribs for our kids just with his bare hands. He was a incredible craftsman who, again, was the opposite of me. Could fix anything, you know, techie, could figure out anything, just love to reverse engineer things and figure out how they were made. He was into, you know, trains and woodworking and stuff like that. That, you know, we didn't talk sports, we didn't talk politics. We just talked about, life and family and this one of those old school guys who you don't see much anymore. Didn't get caught up in dumb, useless things like I do, like you do, like we do. Didn't worry about the, you know, news of the day. Was more worried about his kids and grandkids. And I always say there's, you know, three things that I want to be. And that's all that matters. Be a good son, a good husband, a good father. And I guess for him, you'd add a good grandfather. And I think he was those things, which is a good legacy to leave. And unlike some of us, you know, doesn't leave behind any enemies, or nobody's going to be, unlike me, nobody's going to be thrilled to hear that Peter Stratus is no longer with us. Rest in peace, Pete Stratus. But that is where I was. Thanks, by the way, to the people at the Leahy in Burlington, the Leahy Hospital. Amazing people. Great care. Took great care of them. That helps, man, when you get people around you, nurses, and especially nurses, who just, you know, really feel for you and really have compassion. But thanks to them. And we'll miss Pete Stratus. But anyway, we will leave it there for today. Thanks to everybody for watching and listening, for texting. I didn't get to all the text because I was ranting. Any news before we say goodbye on the Chappelle attacker, Ironhead?
Nothing new. His name's Isaiah Lee. That's about it.
That's new. Oh, I couldn't tell. Is he black or white or what was he? I couldn't really tell you. He turns his head and his head is down.
I thought he was white.
You can't, and it was dark. Obviously it was night and it wasn't any good angles. You know, imagine the camera. Can you imagine the footage Netflix has? They get 73 high, the best cameras in the world all over the stage. They must have every detail of this thing. Oh, yeah. Like, just everything, every look on the guy's face and everything that was said between them when he was doing it, and every, you know, the reaction of all the people who stormed the stage. Will we ever see that footage? I mean, it'd be great for a documentary or part of the special, but some tells me you're not going to see it much of it, maybe a little bit. But Isaiah Lee
charged with felony assault with a weapon.
So they charge him with using the, well, I guess, you know, we can't even see, can you see the weapon in the attack when you're looking at the footage?
No.
Can't see the weapon, but I guess he had it there for a reason. We will learn more about Isaiah Lee as the day goes by. I assume he'll have to appear in court. They'll let him go. He'll be free to kill again or attack again. That's the way it works in LA, but I will be curious. Chappelle joked that maybe that was a trans man, you know, when everyone settled down. And now I'm looking at the headline, New York Post story. Chappelle is slammed for joking that was a trans man. So a comedian jokes about the guy who just attacked him and tried to kill him.
Potentially with a gun.
With a gun that shoots knife blades. And the first thing, I'm going to hold on 1 second. I want to see who is slamming him. I'm going to guess it's some special interest group or whatever. Slam for joking that a trans man attacked him.
That's funny.
It's critics and tweeters. Leave the trans community alone, FFS. Words like this are why the trans community is the most victimized, assaulted, and abused. That is not true. If you think I'm going to feel sorry that that transphobe Dave Chappelle was attacked, please don't. The moment security protects him, he immediately jokes it was a trans man. It wasn't, but it's clear he will continue to put a target on trans people regardless. On and on. There's 100 tweets from people. I'm telling you, this is going to be great for his career, but he better get better security because the trans mob is pissed that he made a little joke. Are we sure that Isaiah Lee's not trans? How do they even know? How do you know at this point?
Maybe he's correct. Who knows?
I mean, we don't know what motivated him. I don't know if we'll find out, but we will be looking for that. We'll give you an update, and we'll get back into this tomorrow. But we will leave it there for today. Thanks, Ironhead. I'm Jerry Callahan. This is The Callahan Show, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.
Shaking my head and thinking something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not. Who thinks
like the show? Leave a 5-star review on Apple and Spotify.